Going solo is the way to go.
How do you usually travel? Do you go with a close friend or a group of friends? Do you join a tour group? Do you travel with your family? Have you ever thought about going solo? In recent years, more and more people have started striking out on their own. You may think that traveling alone would be scary or boring. Well, according to people who do it, that's not exactly true. Solo travelers often have positive experiences. They make new friends, get to know themselves better, and can make their own schedules for flights, hotels, and meals. There are many different things you can do on a vacation alone. Some solo travelers use the time to learn or practice a sport such as golf, mountain climbing, or scuba diving. Others go and stay on a ranch and learn how to ride a horse. You can pretend to be a cowboy or a cowgirl for a day. You may not believe this, but some travelers like to study on their vacation. They even go to vacation college at a university or join a research team as a volunteer worker. It's hard but satisfying work. You can play scientist for a week or two while you help someone with his or her project. For solo travelers of different ages and genders, there are many travel options. There are tours for women only, and for people over the age of 60, where the tour company does things like help travelers with all of their baggage. And, of course, there are trips for singles who are looking for romance. One company offers trips that focus on fine dining. There is time for sightseeing during the day and for sharing a delicious meal with new friends at night. So for your next vacation, if you haven't considered going solo, think about it. Bon voyage!